Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
There are a lot of things that matter to me: family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo, with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
How are you? Good morning.
A bit.
It's a podcast. Why do you worry about how your hair looks? Why are you worried about how your hair looks on the podcast?
Because we do a little the teaser videos, and you know what? Sometimes I'm looking a little whacked.
I look like I'm going to the snow.
It looks like you haven't showered in a couple of days.
What? Wow.
Listen, okay. So, oh my God, so much.
I haven't showered today yet. But
you haven't? Well, I shower every morning, every night. Listen.
I do one or two times a day. Depends.
The once.
Sometimes twice.
You don't once.
Always
sometimes
once,
you skip a
sometimes
day.
Never skip. I've never
some people do that. You know, they skip a day.
I've never skipped a day.
I will die.
No, I can't.
Listen, so many things to talk about, but I want to start with a couple of things. I might need some therapy from you.
You need therapy all the time. What do you mean?
I don't know, but this time is very specific.
From me? What are you talking about?
I mean, I don't know if I'll follow your
therapy.
But
from
I want to see what you have to say about it, and I need you to have some compassion because I'm actually very affected by it. So, you know,
what?
I want to talk about haters. I want to talk about online hate.
What?
And just haters.
What does that have to do with therapy for me? I'm not
no,
an
because
online hater.
I'm really affected, and I'm actually very sad.
Your hair's all messed up.
I know, right? Should I just
if
go
If you're
back?
Worried about your hair, it's all messed up.
Yeah, I know. So let me go back.
Okay, this. Online haters.
I'm going to repeat. Yes, we're going to talk about haters, online haters, people that as a job, I guess, they just love to sit down behind a computer.
Well, slow down. I don't know if it's a job.
And just, I mean, I know, but you know, I'm just being sarcastic. You know that they feel that they are being heard and they
again, and social media has empowered people.
Yeah, exactly.
To bully.
So it empowers them to be bullies.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you something. We are very blessed that we have a lot of followers and fans, you know, and people that support a career and family. And it's awesome, you know, and I like social media a little bit more than you. And especially with this show that I'm doing now that I just finished, Mira Quien Baila, the last episode, the finale, mm-hmm. is this Sunday. It's the first time that I judge a whole TV show that I'm not acting, so I'm not masking myself behind a character. So it's actually me as Ross, just like people know, like getting to know me, right? Specifically for the Latino market, you know, I don't work in Spanish a lot. This is my first time doing this in Spanish. I went in with so much love and excitement. And don't get me wrong, I have had an incredible time. I love every second of it. Why? Because it's a beautiful production and I love dancing. And the quality of dancing that I was able to see every week was overwhelming and just exquisite. So that part of it was life. Okay?
Get to the haters.
I thought that I didn't think, let me just rephrase that. I know I did my best and I enjoyed it. And I think I did a fantastic job.
Okay, get to the haters.
But I guess Univision, their audience is very specific and very like hardcore. You know, they're very strong. Which
well,
is
this,
great.
The show's been on for quite some time. You're a newbie.
10 years.
You're a new face.
So. And it becomes very, going back to the Latino demographic, it becomes very competitive between countries. So you have the Puerto Rican and you have the Mexicans and you have the...
I don't know if our listeners, well, some of our listeners might understand that, but you know, there is a lot of infighting within the Latino culture that I've learned since I've been with Roslyn that, you know, just because... Latinos are all Latinos. They don't always they don't see things eye to eye because they come from completely different countries, different backgrounds, so to speak. And often in American culture, it's assumed that, oh, they're Latinos. They must all just get along. And it's not quite the same. They don't support each other's endeavors, which is one of the things we're trying to crack in Hollywood.
We're trying. And I think I pride myself as being somebody that is incredibly supportive of women. I love female empowerment. I think he said, Ella Dijo, listeners, I'm sure they have noticed, you know, that I love talented people.
What happened with the haters?
So you know what? The comments, and I don't know why I did this because I don't usually read comments, but I'm going
to. What do you mean you don't usually read comments? You always read comments. I see you scrolling through your Instagram comments all the time.
No, I don't, but I don't answer. I don't engage like that. Anyways, of course, my page, when I post something about this show, all I get is love and people love it and everything is positive. But then when I go to the Mira Quien Baila page, Eric Winter. It's been so hurtful.
Just against you?
No, against a lot of people. But with me, it's like, I'm shocked.
Give me an example.
So you know what? There are two really strong.
Let's see if you're reading into this too.
No, I'm not reading into it. If you read it, they're like,
you started
they're
by
like,
saying you need
like,
therapy from me.
I need
so
therapy from you. They are sweeping the floor with me.
I didn't write these posts.
No, but listen. The two strong contestants, right? Uh-huh. All the eight participants were fantastic, but there are two, a Puerto Rican and a Mexican girl.
This is going to take the entire podcast.
Yes, I don't care.
Story.
This is very important
Speed
to me.
It up.
Anyways, they're incredible dancers. So there's this like little Puerto Rican-Mexican rivalry because, of course, Boricuas want to win and the Mexicans want the other. So Mexicans believe that I'm jealous of this girl, that I'm always critiquing her, that it's so obvious that I'm all about the Puerto Rican. This
has
is
the win- has the winner been announced?
Not yet. Sunday. And da 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 da. And then the Puerto Ricans think that I don't support the Puerto Rican enough because I'm like kissing the other one's ass. I mean, I am so confused when all I'm doing is trying to do my best.
But you got to understand.
People say like, why is she judging? She doesn't know anything about dancing. She has never danced. And I feel like going, listen, mother. You know what I mean? Listen, you bitch. Google me. And shed the hell. You know, like I get really heated because I just go, I've been doing this for 30 years, guys. I don't should be proving anything to anybody. And I treat these participants with so much love. and so much respect because I love being there. And it's really affecting me because I just go, what is happening?
You can't please everyone, number one. Number two, of course, these people are going for the one that represents their country. So they're going to critique your judging across the board, trying to be neutral. They want their favorite to win.
No, but you don't do, I don't understand how
are
people
are they not
have,
critiquing any of the other judges? Paulina Rubio didn't get any critiques?
No, I mean, I'm
the
sure she does, but not a lot. Critiques? Well, so now people like get a little weird because, they critique everybody. But with me, it's been this vendetta. And of course, it's not the Puerto Ricans. It's not, I mean, there's just a couple
vendetta?
Of Puerto Ricans just, of course, being ridiculous. But I feel I'm really hurt because I have loved the experience and I love these dancers and I praise them and I do it with respect and grace. And I am severely confused to the point that I don't want to do it again. I said, I might as well I'm just going to act, even though people keep calling me to host and to judge because they happen to think that I'm really good at it and I love it. And I do my best.
I don't understand the. Okay.
Should I stop reading comments?
Yes. That's
your advice to me.
The first thing is stop reading this BS. Somebody's always there to critique somebody. You're the new face, especially. Look, I mean, you don't know if it's people that are rooting, like you said, if they're rooting for the Mexican contestant to win. And these are people from Mexico. Paulina Rubio's Mexican, right? The other
Isaac is Mexican.
Is Mexican.
As well.
Of course, they're not going to have a problem with this.
I feel
two.
We are all doing a really good job.
Yeah,
Paulina,
but these are just people
Isaac
trying to nitpick and find things to talk about, just like we happen to do sometimes on He Said Adio. We talk about a show and we're like, I think this is ridiculous. Well, somebody created that show. Somebody did that project. Somebody put it together.
Maybe, so, but I don't feel that I just hide behind a computer and just spill venom and just disrespect. And I will never in a million years do that.
I know, but these are what trolls online do. That is their job.
So I have discovered is a pet peeve of mine.
But it's
I can't stand it.
I don't think anybody likes
it. And I never do because I've always been very secure. I don't care what people think. I don't care about anything.
Why would anybody like online bullying or anybody like rude, mean comments online?
Now I get all these girls that go into depressions and they just have to get off social media because they start judging themselves and their persona based on what people think. It's really bad. I'm going to let it go. I just wanted to vent.
Are beneath you. You did a fantastic job. You crushed it. Everybody on the show was happy. You had a great time. That's all that matters. You don't let online trolls take away your thunder for anybody.
They took it away.
But
I allowed them to do
that. You can't allow that.
Because
so at the
I
end
was
of the
like,
day,
oh my God, do I deserve this? I've been nothing but graceful. I love this.
Look, it shows
the
that
Puerto
you're
Rican,
human.
The Mexicans. I love them all. I praise them. Of course, I'm judging. So if I see something wrong, I'm going to say it. I'm not saying it with malice. I don't say it to hurt them.
Letting it bother you shows you're human, which is a good thing. It bothers anybody.
It have destroyed
me. But you've got to move on from it. These are people that have nothing better to do. Now, why did you say you need therapy with me? I'm confused.
I just wanted no therapy.
Oh, you mean
just,
you wanted me to be a therapist in the situation?
Correct.
Oh, you said you needed a break from me, like to have therapy about me.
No. I mean, like I wanted you to serve as
so
my therapist
confused.
and walk me out of the ledge. How'd you say
walk
that?
You off the ledge, and it's spew venom, not spill venom.
What?
You said spill venom. It's
spill venom.
Spew venom.
What is spew?
Like coming out of your mouth, like spilling it.
Well, spew venom. And
but listen,
walk, talk me
the day,
off the ledge.
At the end of the day, I guess you understand what people go through. And what I've been trying to tell you is stop with the obsession with social media. It doesn't define who you are.
It is
literally people posting
their best
versions of themselves.
But this time, you know what I think it is, Eric? Because I don't do a lot of stuff in Spanish. You know, I'm never available and I have made my career here, like working in the English market. So when I do things in Spanish, when I host the Latin Grammys, when I did Amas de Mujer, when I do little things for the Latino audience, for them to understand that Spanish is my first language, is my love. I was born and raised in Puerto Rico. Puerto Ricans know that, people in the Caribbean know that, but all the other markets, you know, in Spain, in Mexico, in South America, Central America, they know me, but sometimes they're like, oh my gosh, you speak Spanish? Yeah, I do. So I'm doing this because I care about that market so much. People tell me, why are you doing that? You don't have to be doing that. Because I want to, because I love it. And then when you don't feel appreciated, when you think you've done your best, I'm just very confused.
Okay.
That's all. But it's okay.
You gotta let it go. You gotta move on. All right.
Let it go.
Give me the first. Let's talk about another topic. But I'm
clearly
I'm
this
glad
wasn't
you
important to you. Clearly
what?
This
no,
wasn't important to you.
It was very important. I'm glad I could serve as your therapist. And I think I gave you good advice.
But you didn't help a lot.
I said
all
let
you
it go.
Said was let it go.
Yeah.
What else, I know that.
What else can you do? Block them.
Be a therapist.
Take a time out from social media.
Yeah. Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess, the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again, the First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances, and the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
JoJo Siwa slams Candace Cameron Bure's rude and hurtful comments on traditional marriage.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we talked about that the other night when we saw that come out.
Is there anything wrong with Candace choosing to work with a network that aligns with her values?
I think there's nothing wrong with someone choosing to work with a network that aligns with their personal values. However, I don't think it was necessary for her to come out and make a comment about how, what, this is the thing, you have a public platform, right? So her personal values, and your people are allowed to not agree with your values and you not agree with their values. Mm-hmm. People should have that freedom to agree or disagree. But when
that's democracy,
you
have freedom of speech.
True. When you use your platform to come out there and say, I'm choosing this network because we're focusing on traditional marriage and not being open to other forms of marriage that are out there now, that Hallmark is even tapping into. I just don't know that that was necessary to come out and make the comment. Like, you're going to hurt people. You're going to offend people. Why make that comment? You chose to go to a different network.
Because it aligns with her values.
But then just go to the network that you chose to go to and shoot the things that you want to do.
Yeah, but I'm sure she doesn't want
to
feel like
she's trying to bring, she doesn't want to feel censored, and she's trying to draw publicity for anybody who also doesn't, you know, wants traditional marriage type shows to come and say, oh, come over to this network and watch it. She's trying to draw those viewers over to her network, which there are just other ways of doing it.
So you think it was a premeditated comment? Like, she knew what she was going to open
up? I'm sure she knew the can of worms that it would stir, for sure, that it would open up. The pot, I just mixed up two things like you. The pot that it would stir, the can of worms that you would open.
What did you say?
I said can of worms that you'd stir, which is a mess. Okay. Anyways, I'm
rubbing off on you.
I'm sure she knew the repercussions. I just think she could have held those comments to herself.
Listen, I don't know her personally, but I have a good friend of mine that is really close to her. And all I have ever heard is beautiful, wonderful things about this girl. So it's very unfortunate that she's going through this, because I'm sure she's not comfortable with the backlash. Although I do understand the backlash, because like you said, nowadays, these times, you know, when it's all about inclusion, you know, and the LGBT community has worked so hard to feel represented and included and accepted. Mm-hmm. And for somebody within the media that is actually very loved, mm-hmm. because she's like the perfect girl next door. She's just America's sweetheart. To say that, I understand how they feel like, why are we taking five steps backwards? But at the same time, I get it. That's what she truly believes. That's what's inside her core. So she just said it. You know?
Yeah. But I mean, and then she'll have to face the repercussions of saying it. I just think, you know, she can go work with whatever network she wants to work with, but it don't sucks. Make those comments.
I feel bad. I feel bad for everybody involved.
Yeah. Necessary.
So Mark Wahlberg toned down exercise regime. Actor reveals he now sleeps
Regime. Yeah.
I said it right.
Yeah.
Regime. En español es régimen. Mm-hmm. Well, I could have said régimen. Actor reveals he now sleeps in until 3:30 a.m. and fasts for 18 hours a day.
But sleeps until 3:30 a.m. That's crazy as it is. Sleeps in till 3:30 a.m. What time was he getting up before?
I don't know, but I'm assuming he goes to bed at 7 p.m. I don't think so. He's a husband kids and he works.
He might.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't know why.
I mean, this intermittent fasting is, you know, I tried it once for
but
a while.
But I think 18 hours is a lot. I think it's usually 16 hours. It's not 18 hours.
I think before I had a 9-hour window to eat, I'm not mistaken.
It's more than that. I think it's 16 hours.
No, the fasting part. That you can eat for a certain period
of
time.
Well, he's only eating for 6 hours. And you can eat anything you want for 6 hours and then stop eating. I don't know. You know, some people swear by it. This fasting type of new
If it was nine
thing.
Hours, it's a 15-hour fast for me.
I'm so confused, Eric. You know what? Like, who is telling the truth? You know, especially because, you know, social media and the internet, everything is so accessible. Information is so accessible. And everybody wants to be an influencer. And everybody's a nutritional expert. Mm-hmm. And everybody is like... mushrooms are the next big thing and they're medicinal. You don't have to deal with conventional Western medicine. I am so confused, and I follow all these people that I find fascinating. And there's this new guy that works in biohacking, mm-hmm. and he has this product. And anyways, he talks so much about veganism and how
veganism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm not doing the vegan pescatarian anymore. I'm introducing a little bit of chicken, a little by little, because my stomach is a mess and I'm thinking, what am I doing wrong? Maybe it's this whole vegan type of thing. And I don't know. I'm confused.
The point is, extremes are bad.
He is talking about the importance of human beings. We're supposed to eat meat and everything is scientifically proven. But then you talk to a vegan person and they go like, it's so confusing. Like, what do we do?
Well, it's just like you sent me the thing the other day on social media. Again, you getting your news from there. And it's like, don't eat kale. Kale's now bad for you.
It has I believe that.
Raw kale is bad for you.
I believe that.
There was like three other things they said are bad for you raw.
Think how difficult it must be for your digestive system to digest
raw
vegetables like that.
We were taught forever that kale was a superfood. And that whole video was quite the contrary. Yeah. Kale is not.
But there's another guy that I followed that is super, super into natural homeopathic medicine. And he says, you know what? Kale was the vegetable that was used at freaking buffets at Ponderosa and Sizzler to decorate the trays. That was kale. And now people have drunk the Kool-Aid that kale is a superfood when it's very difficult to digest.
But
so
is
who
it,
is telling me the truth?
That's my point. Any of these things, like you look at it, you kind of just got to eat a balanced diet and do your best. I think there's no one of these things is the complete truth. It doesn't make sense.
Anyway, do you want to do what Mark Wahlberg is doing?
I thought about going back to intermittent fasting.
You did?
Why not? I kind of do anyways. I can eat a good amount of food within 9 hours. I wouldn't do as long as him, but 9 hours and I can fast the rest. I think I can do that. Maybe. What about you?
I can do it, but I don't know if I can do 16. I can probably not eat.
9 to 9 and 15 off. You can do that.
What? Eat 9 and not eat 15?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
It's hard though.
Why?
Because with our lifestyle, it's very difficult.
The hard part is that.
If you have a 9 to 5,
dinners,
and then when you're working, your call times and things change, and you're working and you're burning calories, and you get super, like it was happening to Paulina Rubio. Paulina, one of the judges, she's doing the
intermittent fasting.
Fasting. And our call time was like 8 in the morning, and she was not a morning person type of thing. So she would take the kids to school and I guess go and rest again. But now we had to go do this. And she's like, I'm struggling because I'm doing this fasting and I'm not supposed to eat until 12 noon. But by 12, like she was like, I can't even think straight.
That's if you want to eat from 12 until like 9, right? If you're going to do 9 hours. So that's the catch is like, what's going to work for
you?
So
it's difficult for people like
for your lifestyle. I mean, I can do it. I just, you know, I wouldn't wait till
12. It's supposed to be good for you and you lose weight and you lose the belly fat and da 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 da. But who knows?
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess, the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again, the First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances, and the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tyler Florence.
And I'm Wells Adams. We're the hosts of the new podcast, Two Dudes in a Kitchen. You might be asking yourself, why do these guys have a podcast?
Because we love food. Yep. You and I have known each other for a while. We got a chance to click together on television on Food Network back in the day. And I got to tell you, there's no two better guys or more equipped to take you guys on a journey through the kitchen. It's all about great recipes. It's all about connecting with fantastic techniques and having a great time while you're doing it. This is a podcast for you to call into, give us your feedback, and we're here to answer your questions and kind of get those kitchen burners fired up.
I got a lot of questions just because I'm not nearly as good of a chef as you are, so I'm going to be asking you a lot of questions, and you guys out there can ask them as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to learn a lot, and you know what? Most importantly, we're going to eat good.
We're going to eat good, man. Eat good in the neighborhood, man. We're here for you.
Listen to Two Dudes in a Kitchen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Parenting questions of the week.
No, we have talked about it.
Huh?
We have talked about that parenting question many times.
We have.
When are we going to have the talk with Sabella about sex? I'm going to have it at 11, and she's turning 11 in 2 months. So it's going to happen very soon.
It's going to happen soon. I would say
it's going to happen. Yeah,
you know, maybe summer going into sixth grade.
I told you what I was talking with somebody, the family member, about another family member saying that she started college. She's the youngest from all the roommates. There are four girls living at this apartment. Mm-hmm. And she's confiding in her mom that one of them, since the school started, since the semester started, she has slept with seven boys from campus. And
what grade?
No, college. First year.
College.
Freshman in college.
Oh.
They're still 18, 19.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
And seven. And of course.
That's like one a month right now. That's more than one of them.
And then, of course, my friend that is receiving this information from her daughter flipped out and now doesn't want the girl to live with those roommates anymore because she's the youngest one and she doesn't want to be influenced and da-da-da-da-da-da, and she lost her bananas. And I said, I get it. I'll be losing my bananas as well. If Sabella comes home saying my roommate has slept with seven men in 2 months, I'm like, you're out of there. Or I'm going to talk to your roommate.
Do girls brag about that stuff just like men do? I guess so.
Men do?
Oh, yeah. Men brag about that stuff all the time.
No.
For sure.
Like how many people they have
for sure
slept with?
100%.
Disgusting.
Like a badge of honor.
Really?
Yeah. In college and stuff like that? Oh, for sure. If it was in college, a guy would be like, yeah, dude, I smashed it. I was with like seven girls, eight girls, whatever, in this period of time. For sure. I didn't know that girls.
I didn't think girls would do that. But maybe nowadays they do.
Plenty of girls do. I just didn't know that that was as big of a conversation.
I didn't know that either. I don't think when I was in college, you'll talk about that. Especially not me. For me, like sex was like taboo and it's like something that is like, you don't, it's private. And if my mom finds out, you know what I mean? It's like, it's not like nowadays that is like.
So none of your girlfriends would talk to you about that kind of stuff? Like how many partners they've had and like in the gossipy fun kind of a way? It would always just be like, if a question came up, they'd tell you, but there wasn't a gossip.
I don't think so. I don't remember.
No, men are totally different with that. Ugh. Totally different.
That's funny.
Yeah, I mean, like they'll size up everything, accomplishments, like in a sense.
I was talking to somebody yesterday. I had an amazing conversation with Chris Lee, this emotional intelligence coach, life coach. And we're talking about like upbringing and that, talking about the sex talk nowadays and blah, blah, blah.
Why are you talking about sex with a life coach?
Because we were talking about my upbringing and my mom and the way my mom is and the conversation that I had with my dad. I was sharing with him this incredible conversation that I had with my dad and da da da. So we started talking about that. And I said, my mom confided in me that topic was taboo her whole life because my grandma never said anything. And I was like, yeah, the same way you didn't tell me anything. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was like generational, which is what I'm not going to do with Sebi. I want to explain everything to Sebi so she doesn't have to learn it like me when I was in the bathroom in sixth grade from a friend.
No, for sure. My parents both had the conversation with me, for sure.
He said to me, but deep inside in your like subconscious, do you think to you having sex has a bad connotation to it? Right? And I was like, you know, that's really interesting because I grew up with three brothers and I was the youngest one and the only girl. So I was always very sheltered. Although I saw the list of women that I saw going in and out at my house, it was like a revolving door. Imagine three good looking guys.
But I can't imagine they were having sex in your house.
Oh, yeah.
Your parents wouldn't have.
It wasn't a problem.
With your mom either?
My mom didn't love it, but they will go to their bedroom. Yeah, they will have sex. Yeah.
Really?
It was really crazy. But it was boys. So that's what boys do. So my father would celebrate.
Even in high school or college?
I think in high school because Franco started dating LB when she was 12 and he was 16.
Even I would have to be super.
But I remember that the whole thing was I would see them. I would see all these women in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. Right. But my mom would always tell me, if I ever hear that you went to someone's house and you went to their bedroom, if I ever, it's like, it was always like threatening me that whatever I was seeing, I was not going to ever do a repeat because she will kick the shit out of me. Right. Mm-hmm. Never hit me because my mom never did that. But like really threatening me saying, if I ever, si yo me entero, you're right? So I saw it my whole life, but I can't do that. And I don't do that. And that's not right type of thing.
So did sex become a negative connotation to you?
I never thought about it that way. But now that I think about it, I just go, yeah, maybe. It's very possible that to me, it's like, it's not something that is supposed to be super pleasurable. And it's a good thing. It's something that is like, you have to be careful and, it's just not, it's not that it's not good. It has a weird connotation to it.
Well, we need to change that mentality. Dude, time for you to mature together, at 49 years old.
We've been together for 17 years. I think it's a little, you've been dealing with it.
Time for you
you've
to change.
You've been dealing with it for a long time.
You're going
time.
To a life coach, so clearly you're trying to change your life.
I didn't go to my life coach for sex.
Well, I hope you're not
the
going in for sex.
Happened.
If you're going in for sex, we got a real problem. I hope you're not going to.
Should I go to a sex therapist?
But no, I'm saying that if he's brought this up and you're realizing something about your life and you're trying to change all these other aspects of your life, why wouldn't you change that aspect?
Well, it was my first coaching. Don't. Give me a break.
Okay. Well, good chatting with you today. Hopefully we can get you to change your mind.
Oh my God.
Till next time.
Till next time.
Love you.
Love you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said, Ella Dijo, or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. He Said, Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math.
the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.